OnlineAmmo.com. Their mission, your ammunition. Now is the time to stock up if you want the best selection of hard-to-find ammo. Friendly and knowledgeable customer service, quality and selection you can count on, and the ammo you need delivered fast right to your door. OnlineAmmo.com is the real deal. And my buddy Hank Hayes, the VP of OnlineAmmo.com and master of firearms training and self-protection, wants you to have the code ship free now on all orders over $200. OnlineAmmo.com is more than just an ammo retailer. They also have optics, accessories, and firearms for sale at OnlineAmmo.com. Their mission, your ammunition. OnlineAmmo.com.
Nothing less than overt acts of aggression against the American people and their rights.
Exercise your rights in a safe way.
Stupidity to think that someone hell-bent on violating the law against murder will magically be stopped by a gun control law.
Politicians that infringe on our God-given rights. He calls them out. He's not here to play.
The man, he said it twice. Let's go. We are locked and loaded on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. This is all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and all things pertaining thereto. And I am Royce, your host, realigning the constitutional conscience of America, thousands of listeners at a time. Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about today. As usual, I want to remind you, you can become a sponsor of this program with a smaller donation as you'd like. Even if it's only $5, you can check me out at patreon.com/shootingstraightradio podcast. You get first access to all episodes. They're posted there. If you're a member, it is sent to you there at Patreon before anybody else accesses the program. And not to mention media content that nobody else gets, plus some cool merchandise, depending on the level that you have signed on as. And it's a really cool way to sponsor the program, if you like the program, of course. And obviously you do, or you wouldn't be listening right now, would you? All right. You can check me out at the Shooting Straight Radio podcast page on Farcebook also. There, also there on the Facebook page there, you can see the links in the information box there to several of the most popular podcast platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, all of them there. And click on your favorite one there. It'll take you right to it, and you can listen there. Now, recently, a couple episodes ago, I referenced Mr. Martin Hyde, who was a previous guest on this program, and I talked about a video that had surfaced of him, sent to me by one of the Patreon sponsors, and thank you again, Tom. And that video really got under my skin when I saw how Mr. Hyde treated the state trooper that gave him a citation. Now, I am also somebody who, while I find certain behaviors deplorable, I give people a chance because I've had plenty of chances myself. And I can look back in my rearview mirror of my life and see all manner of mistakes and things that I still to this day will hang my head in shame remembering. And Mr. Hyde was invited as a guest on Tucker Carlson not long ago, and you can find this video on Farcebook, on YouTube and other platforms like that too. And yes, it was also on Farcebook, and I watched the video, and I'm happy to see that Mr. Hyde apologized, and to me, very genuinely, And he also offered an apology to the trooper that pulled him over and the one that he spoke less than politely to. And I think he made amends there. I really do. And because of that, I'm going to tell you right now, I think I would trust Mr. Hyde with legislative power, probably more than I would trust people here in my own state legislator's house, the state house in Florida in Tallahassee. And the reason I say that, I'm going to reference here in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about an incident that has apparently happened just hours ago in Dumas, Arkansas, where one person is dead and 24 people were injured at a car show. And it states, there's minimal information right now. And I find first reports very unreliable when it comes to the media. So I'm going to be withholding in-depth commentary on the details of the incident until we have more of the details of the incident. But I will say this. I'm going to make a point about this because this is yet another spree shooting as far as we know right now. And even if it wasn't a typical spree shooting, this is something that needs to be addressed. Guns and gun ownership are not the cause of these problems. Let me say it again. Guns and gun ownership are not the cause of these problems. Immoral, irresponsible, weak-minded people with guns are the problem. I'll say it one more time. Immoral, irresponsible, weak-minded people wielding guns are the causes of these problems, period. And let's put it this way. If you put a firearm in the hand of a moral, responsible person and also put one in the hands of an immoral, irresponsible person, their actions with that deadly force, with that power they're holding, will be night and day different. We don't know, like I said, the cause of this shooting yet, but oftentimes it has been immoral, irresponsible people who hold grudges, whether those grudges are against other individuals or a particular group, race, religion, or against society in general. Grudges that simmer to a boiling point, and then these immoral, irresponsible people lash out with deadly force that they are not moral or responsible enough to handle. True power should only be wielded by moral, responsible people. And that's going to be the theme of this program in general today. One thing that I teach in all of my concealed carry classes and all of my firearms training classes from beginning to advanced tactical is that with great power comes great responsibility. The more power you hold, the more responsibility you have. The more morally tempered you should be. It stands to reason that if you're not a responsible person and if you're not morally minded, then you should not be trusted with the power of a firearm or any other power for that matter. All right? Any power, not just the power of a firearm, any power, which brings me to a natural segue regarding the recent action, or should I say inaction, of the Florida State Legislature, who obviously cannot be trusted to uphold and defend the Constitution. I can only conclude that too many of them are immoral and irresponsible when it comes to fulfilling their duty to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. These people who abuse their authority by withholding action on certain bills, especially the bill proffered by Mr. Sabatini, the bill that would repeal all those laws that are currently in place that force us to lease our right back from the state, which is a constitutional abomination. These people, even recently, they abused their authority. They withheld action because of petty grudges against other legislators there, including Mr. Sabatini, These guys and gals who proposed this legislation, they had a grudge against them. These people who hold their constituents in rank contempt by throwing petitions that voters brought to them, hand-delivered to them. And Mr. Luis Valdez talked about this when he was guest on the program recently. He brought petitions signed by We the People to them and left them on their desk, came back just a short time later and found them laying in the trash. Obviously, these immoral, irresponsible people do not possess the necessary qualities to wield the power they've been given. These people who feel they have the right to suppress, violate, and infringe the God-given rights of the people by refusing to repeal illegal laws that unlawfully force we the people to pay a license to exercise our right. We pay a fee to be licensed. These people who offer pathetic excuses for their inaction based on nonsensical processes created by the legislator, the legislature. These people say, well, there wasn't a companion bill in the Senate. There doesn't have to be. Who made that crap up? Where did you ever find that written or encoded in constitutional process? These people who failed once again to do the right thing and pass constitutional carry here in Florida. To those utterly worthless public servants, I can't help but give you a hearty go home. You cannot be trusted with the power of your position because you are immoral. You are irresponsible. You are weak-minded. You are pathetic beyond measure. You are no better than a spree shooter as far as I'm concerned because you cannot be trusted with this kind of power. And since you can't be trusted with this kind of power, this power that comes with your position, you cannot be trusted to freely exercise your right to keep and bear arms. So I say that those constitutionally abominable red flag laws that you people voted for should be applied to all of you who refused to uphold and defend the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And you should also have all of your firearms taken from you with the red flag law. All of your firearms should be confiscated along with your right to serve in the Florida legislature because you have proven yourselves to be unfit for office because you are immoral and you are irresponsible and you cannot be trusted with power. And if we lived in bygone days, I'd advocate for you to be dragged out of your offices, tied to the whipping post in the town square, and have your backs whipped good and proper. Every last worthless one of you. And yes, I'm getting myself worked up and ticked off here because I have a right to. I have every right to. You are continuing this abuse of your power, in this abuse of my rights, the abuse of my oldest son's right, the abuse of my wife's right to keep and bear arms without your stinking permission. Since when is your permission so grand and vaunted that we need to seek it in order to freely exercise our right? And we need to pay you money. And you withheld action on it with a flimsy excuse of, well, there wasn't a companion bill in the Senate. Go home, you worthless ticks. It's obvious the contempt that you people hold for your constituents, your contempt that you hold for the Constitution of the United States of America, your contempt for the sacrifices that so many people have laid down in order to uphold and defend the Constitution, and you sit up there based on your petty little grudges, withholding action on a bill that would free up people to freely exercise their rights. You are disgusting. You make me sick. You are vile, gutless worms. Go home. You can't be trusted with power. You're immoral and you're responsible. And irresponsible, I should say. Even in Arizona recently, this kind of contempt from legislators there in the Arizona House was put on full, arrogant display when there was a bill before them that would allow, graciously allow, people with carry permits to carry in public buildings, where presently right now it is illegal, according to Arizona and the laws they pass there. I'm going to tell you more about that after we break for a commercial break and for a quick blood pressure break for your host here. Be right back on the Shooting Straight Radio Show. ShootingClasses.com. If you are a firearms instructor, that's the only logical place to run your firearms business from. ShootingClasses.com. You can set up your page there, set up your profile, set up your classes, take payments there. Your certificates are auto-generated. Rosters are auto-generated. And also sends emails out to your students before the class, reminding them at least a week or two out they have a class coming up. And I can't find any other platform out there where it makes sense to run your business from if you're a firearms instructor. Everything's right there. Even if you want to print your financial reports come tax time, it's all right there at ShootingClasses.com. If you're a student, set up an account out there and you get matched up with some serious, serious firearms instructors. Men like David Boone Benton, Israel Matos, Chris Tonto Ferranto, and guys like that, Bill Orndorff, Bruce Corey. Those are the guys that actually founded ShootingClasses.com. It is, I'll tell you what, it's genius. And it simply doesn't make sense to try to run your business from any other platform. ShootingClasses.com.
Counter-Strike Tactical is the best little gun store in Melbourne and proud sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. Visit us at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and see the custom AR builds by Anthony Vallejo, owner and combat veteran, plus go-to weapons brand rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, handguns, ammo, tactical rifle accessories, and more. Anthony also offers laser engraving and Cerakote. So stop in at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and visit the best little gun store in Melbourne. Or call 321-499-4949 and tell Anthony that Roy sent you.
Yes, indeed. Talking about how immoral, irresponsible people have no business wielding power, whether it's the power of a gun or the power of a legislative vote or the power of the pen to write legislation. And in Arizona recently, that contempt that these people seem to become infected with when they get into high places and get this power and they start tasting this power, they become intoxicated with it. And one of the side effects of this intoxication is contempt and arrogance towards their constituency, the people that hired them for this job. The people they presented themselves to and said, I'm the perfect candidate for this job. Hire me. I will not let you down. I will not disappoint you. And what's the first thing they do when they get up there is they turn around and violate that, it seems. And that's from an article by Tom Knighton in Bearing Arms, where an Arizona state senator thinks you should just hide in your house instead of worry about defending yourself with a firearm outside the doors of your house. And this is the article by Mr. Knighton. He said, imagine you've been the victim of some kind of horrific assault. For far too many people, that's not difficult because they have already been such a victim. Many of these people eventually become gun owners and even Second Amendment activists. For one Arizona activist, though, speaking before a state Senate committee elicited the kind of response no one should be ever subjected to. Lauren Snyder, whose voice quivered as she recounted the horrors of the assaults she endured, wasn't just ignored, but was insulted and denigrated by State Senator Lupe Contreras, whose advice was that if you're afraid, you should just stay at home behind locked doors. Yes, seriously, that was his response. Mr. Knighton spoke with Lauren about what transpired. Lauren tells him it was difficult to get up and speak, particularly about the kidnapping attempt she endured. in part because she hadn't really told that many people about it. The difficulty she endured is clear as she speaks into the microphone. The bill, HB 2316, would decriminalize concealed carry by licensed carriers in public places. My question is, why was it ever criminalized in the first place? Probably for the same reason constitutional carry here in Florida was allowed until 1987 and then was criminalized. Why did you criminalize the free exercise of a right? And don't you tell me for the sake of public safety. Pompous, arrogant, immoral, irresponsible wielders of power. They've assaulted and battered the rights of the people in their states. Florida, Arizona. Back to the article. For someone who's endured assaults like Lauren, that's big. But she argues that such a bill will benefit anyone with a carry permit. She said, our rights to defend ourselves shouldn't change just because we crossed over a threshold into a specific building or public place. Amen. Since when did we the people ever allow our elected public servants to declare certain areas as rights-free zones? Huh? Since when? To all of you public servants out there in high places, since when does crossing a threshold suddenly rob us of all the morality and responsibility necessary to keep and bear arms responsibly? Huh? I think this is some gaslighting. I think when you guys cross the threshold to those buildings and suddenly feel that power that you think you have, you change. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe you're just gaslighting this onto us. Mr. Knighton said, yes, she's correct, too, especially when she said our rights to defend ourselves shouldn't change just because we crossed over a threshold into a specific building or public place. She's right. He said, but then we have Contreras. Lauren said when asked by Mr. Knighton, she said, I couldn't believe that those words were coming out of his mouth just a few moments after my testimony. He came off as very pompous and ignorant. It was very frustrating to have only 1 minute and 30 seconds to state my case and then not be able to actually respond. I would have loved to say that it must be nice to not ever worry about someone attacking him, and that suggesting that a woman should just stay home in 2022 is very out of touch. Indeed. Mr. Contreras later claimed that he wasn't speaking to Lauren. Bull fertilizer, maggot. However, those claims fell well short. For Lauren, it wasn't enough to just say, oh, I'm not talking to you. He'd already dismissed the reality she'd experienced and admonished people with her history to stay inside forever, to essentially become shut-ins. Lauren also stated, it was hard to believe that he wasn't referring to me when my testimony was the last one presented, and he went out of his way to ask if he could explain his vote just a few minutes later. However, I can't help but wonder if Contreras would be so flippant about telling someone fearful of open or constitutional carry that if they're scared of law-abiding citizens carrying guns, they should just stay home. Would he tell them that? Excellent point, Mr. Knighton. Excellent point. Is that what you're going to tell people? That, oh, well, I'm just afraid that, you know, citizens who haven't leased their right back, they're carrying guns without anyone's permission, and it makes me scared. Well, you should just stay home then. Yeah. Well, Mr. Contreras might not tell her that, but I know some elected public servants here in Florida, in the Florida legislature, that wouldn't think twice about it because they, just like Contreras, are arrogant, pompous, immoral, irresponsible jackasses who cannot be trusted to wield the power they've been endowed with by we the people. Here's the bold truth right in your face, okay? Laws that forbid the keeping and bearing of arms by people, we the people, the moral, responsible people of this state, all it does is impede the good people because the immoral, irresponsible people do so without anyone's permission. So tell me why we need your permission. I'm going to tell you something right now. I sent a letter to Governor DeSantis, which I'm going to read to you here in just a few minutes. But I am fed up to death with being nice. I'm fed up with saying please. I'm fed up with going through a process that is obviously stacked against me, my fellow Floridians, and our rights. I'm tired to death of giving you people credence up there. I'm tired of giving you respect that you haven't earned. I'm tired of you wielding power that you don't deserve because you're immoral and you're irresponsible. And I'm about ready to start a good old-fashioned revolution. No, I'm not talking about assaulting, battering, stabbing, shooting, looting. I'm talking about simply sending out some resolutions of noncompliance. That's what I'm talking about right there. So you say, Royce, what are you talking about, these resolutions of noncompliance? Well, I'll explain it to you. I typed one up a couple of years ago when they were trying to force a ban against assault weapons onto a constitutional amendment here in Florida. Basically, amend the constitution of the state to put a permanent ban in place, an illegal ban, against us owning so-called assault weapons. Basically, the resolution, which, by the way, was adopted by the Republican Liberty Caucus, it basically said, it explained why we are not the problem, why we have no moral reason to obey such a ban, and it basically issued a resolution that we would not comply with any of it. And I'm ready to do that right now with this concealed carry crap. I am. Every time I look at that concealed carry permit in my wallet, I get ticked off. I want to take out scissors and cut it up. I really do. So I emailed Governor Ron DeSantis recently and gave him my thoughts about why he should call a special session, a special legislative session, which, by the way, is not my original idea. I stole that from Luis Valdez of Gun Owners of America. And I'm going to read you the email that I sent to Governor DeSantis right now. Dear Governor DeSantis, I'm writing to request that you order a special session to take up the issue of constitutional carry in Florida. It is galling and abhorrent to have to lease our rights back from the state in order to freely exercise them. It makes no constitutional sense at all to force lawful citizens to carry documentation in order to prove that they are the good guys or gals, and it would make more sense to force convicted felons to carry cards that show they are not. We, the people of Florida, are weary and infuriated by the constant gamesmanship and excuses given by the legislature that they have repeatedly employed in their efforts to continue their willful violation of the rights of the people to keep and bear arms without the state's permission slip. We keepers and bearers are the most responsible, lawful demographic of society, even over and above police officers, and yet we're constantly treated as though we're all just criminals in waiting that must be monitored by the state via a permit system, a system that is nothing more than a putrid remnant of the Jim Crow days. I'm making this request in an attempt to keep the peace. We, the people, are very close to simply sending resolutions of noncompliance to Tallahassee, the Florida Department of Agriculture, FDLE, and all law enforcement agencies within the state, and advise them that we'll be cutting up our permits and freely exercising our rights without their permission. If this sounds aggressive, might I remind you, sir, that all gun control laws are aimed squarely and solely at lawful citizens, and that such unconstitutional, i.e. illegal, laws are nothing less than overt acts of aggression against the people and the free exercise of their rights. They don't lend in the least to public safety, as is claimed, because the free, responsible exercise of the right of the people to keep and bear arms has never harmed an innocent person. They assault the security of a free state by infringing said right, and therefore are exceedingly unlawful and egregious acts. We are done, sir, with the constant assaults on our liberties. We are done with the excuses as to why we can't have them back. We are done asking nicely and attempting to go through proper procedures that are obviously set against the people and their rights, and we are done with being treated like subjects of the state. Our rights are our very real property, and we will have them back one way or the other. With that in mind, sir, I ask you to do the right thing and call for a special session of the legislature to address this issue immediately. Thank you for your time, and may God bless you, sir. Royce Bartlett, host of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm not talking about becoming violent. I'm talking about simply making a stand, straightening our spine up, letting our testicles drop, and stand up, point our fingers at the state and say, you're out of line, you have overstepped your constitutional authority, and you are going to step back. And we are going to exercise our rights without your permission. I assure you, if they receive millions upon millions of these resolutions signed by annoyed citizens of the state of Florida, it's going to have an impact. Now, I'm hoping that Governor DeSantis does indeed call a special session of the legislature. And if so, good. And I hope these people come to their senses, because presently they're nothing but irresponsible, immoral, useless jackasses, and they cannot be trusted with power, because with great power comes great responsibility, and they are obviously woefully irresponsible and unable to do their jobs. They're too inept, and therefore they shouldn't be wielding such power. They shouldn't be allowed to have it at all. We're going to take one more quick blood pressure break for your oh-so-humble host, and we'll be right back with more of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. See, I didn't say Shooting Straight Radio Show that time. Yeah, you caught that. Be right back. My buddies out of WJS Guns in Merritt Island, Bill Stasak and Dalton and Troy and the gang out there do a fine job taking care of all their customers, including law enforcement officers who want to buy Blue Label firearms. He's a Blue Label dealer for multiple manufacturers. Also, very female friendly. They do a great job serving all of their customers. They will get you squared away and well regulated in your Second Amendment rights. He offers handguns, long guns, a great selection of 1791 gun leather brand holsters. Also, body armor, ammunition. Magazines. What are you looking for? Bill's got you covered out there at WJS Guns. Check him out at WJSGuns.com. If you want to do some fishing, he's got you covered with fishing tackle. Bill is a total outdoor store. WJSGuns.com. Check him out there. Do make sure you tell him you heard about him on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast.
Hoorah! I'm Stephen Shoemaker, and I serve as a Sergeant E5 in the United States Marine Corps. Throughout the Corps' rich history, the rifle has been the go-to weapon of choice for all Marines, as we defended ourselves, our brothers, and our country. I am proud to be part of go-to weapons and to have a hand in building high-quality rifles and pistols on the AR platform. Weapons that I would confidently carry into any area of operations as my go-to. We built rifles for both the military and the civilian market. We know quality. We build quality. We are quality. Go-To Weapons. Check us out at go2weapons.com. Semper Fi.
Back with more of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Been talking about how with great power comes great responsibility. And that's not just aimed at gun owners, guns and gun owners. Any kind of power over other people, whether it's the power of life and death by carrying a firearm, or the power of life and death by voting yes or no on unconstitutional bills that do nothing but disarm people and make giant pools of victims in waiting for the criminal element of society. Either way, the misuse of power costs lives. It injures people. It costs them their lives. It jacks up health care in the state because of it. It jacks up crime rates in each state because of it. That's why you see every state that has the strongest gun control, they've got the highest violent crime rate. It's been proven time and time and time again. And in spite of all that, a lot of legislators wielding power that they don't deserve still fail the people. Day in, day out, year in, year out. Well, fortunately, not all states are like that. And the Florida State Legislature can take a good look towards Ohio and see how it's done. Because there, not only did the Ohio State Legislature do the right thing, but the Ohio governor, Governor Mike DeWine, he did the right thing. And this is the very antithesis of the Florida State Legislature. This is an article by Matthew Herchick from one of the Fox affiliates. I don't remember which one it was because I wasn't smart enough to write this one down. But this is an article by Matthew Herchick. Says Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is speaking for the first time about his decision to sign permitless carry bill, Senate Bill 215. The legislation will now allow Ohioans to legally carry a concealed firearm without a permit and has been opposed by activists and the state's police union. What? Why is it opposed by the state's police union? Any of you police officers out there listening to the sound of my voice, any of you that stand against the free exercise of the people and their rights, you're wielding power that you don't deserve as far as I'm concerned. Yes, when you lend your opinion from your professional standpoint and say, we the people cannot be trusted to keep and bear arms because it might make your job less safe, you don't know what you're talking about. If you think for a second that the criminals all started getting carry permits, or the ones that didn't have them, of course, because they couldn't get them, did suddenly stop carrying guns, you're a special kind of stupid and you ain't been on the beat long. Any law enforcement agency, any sheriff, any state police union that stands against the free exercise of the rights of the people should be disbanded. Back to the article. Gun advocates said the law protects Ohioans' constitutional rights, because it does. While opponents say it will lead to more gun violence in the state, which it never does. It never does, it never has, it never will. That is a prognostication based on pure, stinking, flaming, irresponsible ignorance. Governor DeWine said during an event Wednesday morning, he said about half the states now have this provision, and this is consistent with the United States Constitution. Amen, Governor. I might be moving to Ohio soon. The bill was passed by the state House of Representatives nearly 2 weeks ago, with DeWine signing it into law on Monday. Since that time, the governor had not commented on signing the law. On Wednesday, he shed some light on his decision. He stated, what we're seeing in our cities, not just cities, in communities across the state, is that the violence that is occurring is predominantly from people who have already committed violence in the past. No kidding. Governor DeWine gets it perfectly. And any police officer who's worth their salt knows good and well that it's always the repeat offenders, always the people that run with the wrong people, hang out with the wrong crowd, and associate with other known criminals. Those are the ones committing the violent crime. And to sit there and point at the law-abiding demographic of society and say, you will become a murderous criminal if we don't lease your right back to you, is the height of arrogance, stupidity, and irresponsibility. That is an immoral, irresponsible thing to assume. It's an immoral, irresponsible thing to propagate, and yet here you are. Back to the article. In addition to allowing Ohioans to conceal carry without a permit, the law no longer requires gun-carrying citizens to let police officers know when they're armed, placing that responsibility to ask on the officers. And by the way, that's the way it is here in Florida. Florida is a non-disclosure state. You're not required to volunteer that you have a firearm on your person if you are stopped in a traffic stop. If they ask you, yes, be honest. Yes, I have a firearm with me. We don't need any more liars. We got plenty of those in the Florida State Legislature. DeWine said most police departments have told us what they will do. That will simply become part of the protocol. After signing the Stand Your Ground law last May, Senate Bill 215 becomes the second piece of pro-gun legislation signed into law by the governor. Now he's calling on the state legislature to take action. He said, it's pretty simple. We need to go after these people, talking about the repeat offenders. That bill is pending in the state legislature and needs to be passed. On the heels of the third anniversary of the Dayton mass shooting, DeWine sent a message to loved ones who've fallen victim to the violence. He said, going after violent repeat offenders, making sure police have the adequate training and continue to get good training, those are the things that are in front of the state legislature. I'm going to continue to work for them and fight to get them passed. Amen. We need more governors like Governor DeWine. I believe Governor Ron DeSantis is ready to go ahead and sign constitutional carry because he stated he would if it landed on his desk. But I'm calling for Mr. DeSantis to call a special session to let these people up there know the gravity of this whole situation. They need to know it, plain and simple. Now, I don't want to leave anybody out here. And when I talk about people wielding power, being irresponsible or being immoral or being stupid in the wielding of that power, I'm going to go ahead and include gun owners in this. Because here's an article by Elaine Emerson about a man in Las Vegas who did something very stupid, and he pulled an Alec Baldwin, and now his friend is dead. Listen to me very closely as we go through this, all right? I'm going to remind you, with great power comes great responsibility. I can't say that enough. Here's the article. A Las Vegas man said that he thought a gun was unloaded as he pointed it at his friend, shooting and killing him. I'm going to make more points about the safety rules a little later. Matthew Stafford faces a charge of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the shooting death of Chris Campese on March 10th. Police were called to an apartment on Gilcrease Avenue around 7 p.m. March 10th to reports of a man shot. The first report called in said he and his friends were drinking when a gun went off, shooting Campese in the head. The caller identified Stafford as the shooter. At the same time, Stafford called 911, the report said. Police said Stafford was hysterical and screaming for help. He was heard crying and apologizing to Chris while speaking with the dispatcher, the report said. Campese was pronounced dead on the scene. One of the friends said the group was doing shots and smoking weed prior to the shooting. The report said at some point, Chris must have taken his firearms out of his room, showing off. Okay, big mistake right there. I recently castigated a coworker over this very thing when they were talking about going out into the desert and shooting guns while drinking. And I told him flat out I would never go out there shooting with you because alcohol and guns are a very deadly mixture. If you're going to have you a few, go ahead, have you a few. I got no problem with that. But having you a few and then bringing guns out, that's the dumbest thing on planet Earth. That's what happened here. And this isn't the first time guns and alcohol have lended to either grave bodily injury or death. The report said the friend said there were four firearms present and they believed all the guns were loaded. They believe they were loaded. Now, Mr. Stafford said they weren't. He said the next thing he knew, the gun went off and Matt pulled the trigger, the arrest report said. The friend said no one was arguing. They were all just having a good time and said Stafford's face was shocked when the gun went off. Yeah, I bet it was. And yeah, I believe your tears and your hysterical screaming were very real. I don't believe it was faked at all. I would hate to feel what's in your heart right now, Mr. Stafford, because you did something really dumb, and I bet you're going to be cussing yourself for the rest of your life. When he was sitting down with the police, he said, you guys think I murdered my friend. That's what you think. In other words, I didn't murder him. It was an accident. Mr. Stafford is facing prison time, and you know what? Rightfully so. When you do something stupid, you have to pay the price. There has to be consequences. Otherwise, everybody would just keep being stupid. That's why there needs to be consequences for the Florida State Legislature. Yeah, I know. I keep going back to that. But you never, ever behave carelessly with great power. When you start adding alcohol, you have now lent irresponsibility to the mix. when you start bringing guns out after you've been drinking and smoking weed, you are no longer wielding responsible moral power. You are now mixing irresponsibility with great power, and nothing good ever comes of that. You should never, ever wield power carelessly like politicians do. The safety rules are always in effect, people. Even in a tense, deadly force incident, a self-defense incident, the safety rules are always in effect. You never let the gun muzzle an innocent person. Here's the four simple rules. And I went over these in a class I taught yesterday at the American Police Hall of Fame. The rules are simple. There's four of them. Treat every gun like it's loaded. Every gun. When my boys were young, if they picked up their squirt gun off the floor with their finger inside the trigger guard, I took it away from them until they could learn to pick that thing up without accessing the trigger. Treat every gun like it's loaded. You have to. Even the plastic training guns I use for illustration in my classes, I treat them as if it's a real gun. I don't let that plastic muzzle sweep any of my students. My finger is always indexed along the frame. It's always pointed in a safe direction because I'm treating even that piece of plastic like it's loaded. So treat every gun like it's loaded. Never let your muzzle sweep anything or anyone that you're not willing to destroy. When Mr. Stafford began to point his gun at his friend, big, bad, stupid mistake. Why would you do that? You never let the muzzle... I've got to ask. You know, if I was standing there, I would ask him, do you intend to destroy your friend? I'm sure he would say no. At which point I would violently disarm him and tell him, you ever point a gun at anybody else in this room, I will beat you senseless with it. But not only did he let the muzzle cover his friend's head, but he had his finger on the trigger, obviously. But you keep your finger off the trigger until you're on the target and you're ready to shoot. And the only time you should be on any target and ready to shoot is if it's a paper target you're training on or a bad guy trying to bring you grave bodily injury or death or your family, either one, bring your family grave bodily injury or death. That's the only time you do that. Keep your booger hook off the bang button and know your target and what's beyond. He had a very real chance of not just killing his friend, but someone else there, like Mr. Baldwin did with a single shot. Killed one and injured another. You treat every gun like it's loaded, always. With great power comes great responsibility, no matter what kind of power it is, but especially when it's power that can snuff out a life in an instant. In closing, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I think there needs to be rules for legislative safety also, especially here in Florida. Can you tell I'm a little bit ticked off about this recent crap up down here in Florida? I am. I'm very ticked off about it. Here's the four basic rules of legislative safety. Treat every bill or law as if it's loaded. If it's not crafted and used carefully, it has the power to harm innocent people. Well, when you disarm innocent people, you leave them as prey for the not-so-innocent people. You make them victims in waiting for the lawless of society, for the predators out there. When you craft a bill that disarms the innocent, that's what you're doing. You treat every law you create, every bill you propose. You think about all the consequences of it before you go proposing it. Number two, never let any proposed bill be aimed at anyone whose life you're not willing to destroy. All laws should be aimed at immoral, irresponsible people only. You start aiming laws at the law-abiding, the end result is the death of people's rights, not to mention their own death, rape, dismemberment, or whatever violence bad people will heap upon them simply because you disarm them with a law that you irresponsibly and immorally crafted, created, and pointed at people. Number three, keep your finger off the yay button until you're sure that the bill you're voting on is constitutional. Don't you vote yes on anything unless you can honestly square it with the Constitution. That means turning away the lobbyist money. That means keeping yourself focused on the supreme law of the land so that you're not swayed by somebody else's money or swayed by the opinions of your peers or swayed by a grudge you might be carrying against someone like Mr. Sabatini because he's a little bulldog and you don't like the way he does things. Keep your finger off the yes button. Don't you vote on anything until you're sure the bill is not pointed at innocent people. Number four, know who the bill targets and all the implications and consequences beyond. The implications and the consequences to this law passed in 1987 that created a concealed carry program that was even helped. It was the NRA helped ram it through here. I don't know if you realize that, but we had constitutional carry here. We had open carry here in Florida. Many of you don't know that. It was taken away with the concealed carry permit program. Mm-hmm. All by laws created and enforced and wielded by people like irresponsible, immoral people who are unfit to be wielding the power that was given to them. Whether you're a legislator, plural, or a keeper and bearer of firearms, if we are entrusted with great power, we must exercise great responsibility, great restraint, great morality, great responsibility, because immoral, irresponsible people have no business wielding any power. I'll see you on the next episode of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Mr. Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America will be joining me. You don't want to miss it. All right, until the next one, keep your powder dry, keep your head on a swivel, keep your guns locked and loaded, and don't forget, you know what I'm going to say, incoming rounds always have the right of way. Royce out.
So turn it on. Shooting straight shot.